This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Let's dive right in. Always a pleasure to have Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News on with us. Hey, Ellen, how are you?
I am doing just fine. There's a lot going on. The president made a speech on opioid addiction. He mentioned briefly fentanyl and said that they had actually indicted a couple of people from China. What he didn't mention is that they will never get these people from China out. He said that when he goes over to Asia in the next couple of weeks, he's going to speak to President Xi about fentanyl and about China's role, and he thinks China will stop. But why should China stop? It takes so little fentanyl to get somebody addicted or to bring them into the United States. It's just like little bits of it, and it can be made in China, and they don't care about killing Americans, and that's the part problem with the opioid crisis. The other problem with the opioid crisis is that we have thousands and thousands of people who die every year. It's more people than died in the entire Vietnam War.
Yeah, which is so crazy. And you know this, Ellen. I mean, in rural areas, it's terrible. But even in urban areas, it's terrible. Some of the stories that I've heard, I know you've heard some of those stories, too. It is definitely an epidemic.
Well, it's interesting because before I became a journalist, I worked in the field of addictions. And I have to tell you, I have never seen anything like this in my life. And I worked with a lot of people in addictions, but we never had this kind of problem. I mean, people might go buy heroin, and that was considered a problem. But now heroin is a lot cheaper than painkillers. And it's very interesting. The New Yorker magazine did an article about OxyContin, which, of course, is very, very addictive. And the Sackler family, who was started by three physicians, they are all Sacklers, and they have given thousands and millions of dollars away, but they didn't talk about how they made their money, which is by making OxyContin.
Yeah, wow, crazy. So we'll see where that all goes. I think you're right in what you said, and China's not going to care about that because they're not going to care about Americans, like you mentioned, so that's not going to change anything with fentanyl for sure. The other thing I think is interesting is these JFK files. Now they're not releasing them at all. Supposedly they were going to release these files and we were going to get all this information, but now that's changed.
Well, it's interesting because at the time that Oliver Stone's movie came out 20-some years ago, I went to an event at the press club, and I was at a table, and I said, you know, what are they going to find when they release these files? And somebody said to me, it would be like leaving a Rolls Royce in a not good area of town and expecting it to be put together and as one 20 years from now. In other words, even if they released all the files, which they're now not doing, they're releasing 3,000 files, which amount to, I don't know, 30,000 pages or so, but they are now going to go through each of the files they're not releasing and see what they should do about them. But the question is, as somebody said, if these files are worth something, well, they've been there for years in the National Archives, and maybe they're not there anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe they're not there. Who knows? Somebody could have walked away with them, or they just didn't even put them out someplace else. Who knows?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I think. Besides that, so it's interesting. We go from opioids to the JFK files to now North Korea and the testing of the bomb. The president, is he going to go to the DMC? Because, of course, he has that trip coming up.
Well, that's what we don't know. They've talked about him going to the DMZ. He is going to be going to Asia. The question is whether he's going to be going to Korea, whether he's going to the demilitarized zone or not. And if so, what is he going to do there? Is it safe for him to go there? These are all questions that have come up. And the other thing is North Korea claims that they are going to test a bomb. And they're going to test it in the Pacific. And the United States does not want them to do that for a lot of reasons. One is because, of course, environmentally it's bad, but two, we don't want to give them any chance at all to test anything that could be so destructive.
Yeah, wild, absolutely. So it's the weekend. I'm sure you're going to be watching the World Series, right?
Well, I am, but you know what I am going to be doing, although Cleveland didn't make it into the World Series, which I'm very upset about, is that tomorrow evening, well, I guess it's today now for many of your stations, is the 70th anniversary of The Blacklist. And as you know, The Blacklist was made of movies, people who are not allowed to be anybody. And actually, I had a cousin who made a blacklisted film that was then chosen by the Library of Congress as one of the 100 films that would be preserved. His name was Paul Jericho.
Wow.
And he was on the blacklist because he was considered a communist. So tomorrow they're having the 70th anniversary of The Blacklist. I don't know if you saw the movie Trumbo, which was all about The Blacklist.
Yes, love it.
Tomorrow is number 70, so that's going on.
That's huge. That's huge. All right, Ellen, thanks so much. Enjoy that. I think it should be marked, and I think it's good to talk about what happened there. Trumbo, that movie really illustrated that for people who weren't aware of it, but I can't imagine anyone listening doesn't know about it. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So, you know, in talking about this trip that Trump's taken, we talked about this a little bit with Luke Vargas, who's going to be there, going to Japan and going to South Korea. It's interesting. We don't know about North Korea, as Ellen said. Is the president going to be at the DMZ? Is he going to go there? Is he going to be at that line? You know, would he be there visiting troops or whatever behind the line, obviously, or no? This does signify something, of course, and what amounts to what's going on in Japan and what's happening in South Korea, so much of that is related to North Korea and North Korean's leader, his ability to make weapons of the sort that could possibly reach the United States and, of course, have already been lobbed over Japan, which makes some people very, very uncomfortable, including me. I mean, yeah, there's just something about watching him shake his fist and celebrating these efforts for nuclear warheads to me that is scary. We really don't know. I mean, what do we know? What do we not know about North Korea? It's all about the end run and finding out what information we have and what information we might not have, I think. So this trip will be interesting to see exactly where that line is moved, if the line is moved at all. And then adding to the JFK document release thing, one of the congressmen who has been around for a long time talking about this, you know, Congressman John Lewis, says, I think there's going to be people, historians, scholars, writers, who would raise some questions about what happened and how it happened. And, I mean, here's a guy who's a long-serving congressman who was a friend of John F. Kennedy during the Civil Rights Movement six decades ago. And he doesn't believe the release of the last secret documents about the 35th president's assassination will end questions about his death. He says, you know, there could be something to it, though. Well, you know, it makes you curious as to what's there that is not being released. So the Trump administration moved to release thousands of previously classified documents about the assassination, and now some of that has obviously been stopped. And it's just a question of whether you believe the findings of the Warren Commission. That report declared that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone to kill Kennedy, or you don't believe it and you think there's something more to it. One of the great conspiracies, I think, of all time. One of the sad conspiracies of all time. All right, hang with us. When we come back, we'll take a look at Beyond Our Borders, really what's happening outside of the tsunami of Washington, D.C.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors
cures for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
On the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
Perfect song to rock this segment. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, I'll tell you what, it is gobble up or be gobbled. That's the world we live in when we talk about business. I was just reading a story before I jumped on the air about CVS. You know what? I have to say they did a good job branding, right? All of you listening, you have a big bad toothache. You have some other kind of ailment that won't go away where you just need some over-the-counter medicine. Where are you running to? It's the big three letters, CVS, in red in every city, or a lot of cities. But I just read a story that CVS is in talks to actually pick up Aetna. So that would be pretty interesting. When you've got what's being tied up in insurance, that they would take the health insurer, you know, for $66 billion. So this is just a rumor deal, but it would certainly reshape healthcare. If CVS controls a massive drugstore chain and then pharmacy benefits management system, basically, Aetna is one of the largest insurers. Marry the insurance company to the pharmacy. Yeah, that would be pretty good for them, I would think. So, of course, on Wall Street, the shares skyrocketed of Aetna and fell a little bit for CVS. But mergers like these run into all kinds of problems in the past that's happened. Aetna and Humana had announced a merger. Anthem agreed to acquire Cigna. Both deals were ixnayed in February, but because they were targeted by the Justice Department over antitrust. So the announcement itself, woohoo, but will it really happen? Good chance it gets slammed. You know, that very good chance that could happen because of antitrust. We'll see how that game is played out. If not, that is big, big, big for CBS. All right, these stories are sad. I say this all the time when we've got something tragic that happens, a mass shooting, whatever, that what about the victims, the victims, the victims? So what about the Las Vegas victims who were injured and they're in the hospital for how many weeks? Who's footing the bill for that? And there's all kinds of stories about the struggle to pay for the hospital care, to pay for whatever it is that they, you know, that they need. For example, there's a 41-year-old guy named Michael Castor. He's from Indio, California. He's got a GoFundMe account that's raised about $26,000, which that's great. But he's paralyzed from the waist down after a bullet went into his spine. So they drained the blood from his lungs. They removed some of the bullet fragments. He was sitting in the hospital bed 11 days after the shooting. He said he didn't know how much of his care would be covered by his health insurance. Oh, wow. And you know what? This is typical because I get it. This is what I always say. Pull out your card. What's in your wallet? Do you even understand what your health insurance covers? It's interesting because he works in human resources at a California hospital. He's got a job-sponsored policy. But he said, I've never really dealt with injury. I don't want to be stuck with a bunch of bills. And his bills could rise even further. He was scheduled to be flown to a rehab center in Colorado for people with spinal cord injuries because this is a serious injury. He's paralyzed from the waist down. That is so sad. There's so many families in these situations, right? The strain. So how about this one? Tina Frost from San Diego had emergency brain surgery. Emergency brain surgery. What happens to her? Who's paying those bills? Yeah. Who's paying the bills? She's paying the bills. Or go even with GoFundMe, and people have been actually really good about that. But think about this. Emergency brain surgery. Because a bullet pierced her eye, exploded in her brain. So she was in the ICU earlier in the month and made some small major improvements. Like she was able to squeeze her mother's hand when she came to see her. But the strain is crazy. And she was, you know, they were able to raise a lot. The mother was really, really helpful in raising money. She was able to raise over $500,000 because she's going to need every bit of that. She came out of a medically induced coma, was flown to Johns Hopkins in Baltimore near her mother's house. And she needs multiple operations, a bunch of specialists, neurosurgeons, plastic surgeons, occupational therapists, mental health counselors. It's, I mean, huge cost. But, and this is the same story we keep hearing over and over again, because people are now stuck with the situation where they've got to figure it out. And it's sad. You know, it's hundreds of survivors are struggling emotionally, of course, but physically, too, to come to terms with what the financial ravages of this violence that was perpetrated against them. So once again, the victims, and a lot of money was raised. People are very generous. I mean, in this country, really people rally around others when they find themselves in a horrific situation. But there's only so much you can do. And there's only so many fundraisers and GoFundMe pages and whatnot. So that is pretty, you know what? It is pretty difficult. It takes a major hit. All right. So now we go to the third part of this discussion. And that is, you know, we go from the victims, et cetera. We go to this, other subject that has been big here on America Tonight in the Mailbag. I get a ton of mail on this. And in fact, a speaker friend of mine called me today to ask me how to pronounce Colin Kaepernick's last name because she was going to bring him up in a speech she was doing. The National Football League is taking a big hit. The latest new Fox News poll says that since 2013, the league's favorable rating has dropped 18 points. 46% of voters have a positive view of the NFL. 41% view it negatively. 4 years ago, the last time I was asked, 64% had a positive view of the league. 19% were critical. So the majority of Democrats and non-whites continue to have a favorable view of the NFL, but there's also a drop in favorability among those groups. And the downward shift, of course, on favorability comes mainly from Republicans, 37 points for, because they really broke this down, for whites, 23% for men, 23% for independents. You get the whole deal here. Bottom line is, the NFL is concerned about this. The NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, made that pretty clear in an October letter to team execs, that he thinks the league, that everybody should stand for the anthem. But there are other Americans who think kneeling is an appropriate form of protest. See, there's no clear win if it's just about what the win is. There's no clear win other than to take it off the field. If they take it completely off the field, that's really the smart thing to do anyway, because I think any shock value or any of that, that is long gone. And now it's just a question of, is there any effect? If the intended effect was to make change, was to have, show that you're united for the situations that are happening in some areas or that have in the past, well, is that changing anything or no? Is it just becoming a you didn't stand for the national anthem? And the problem is that it is looking that way. It's coming out that way more, I think, right? And therefore, to me, if I'm the commissioner, you're trying to move this off of the field and still maybe to tackle it, but not have it be part of the game. Not have that in any way touch the game, the Sunday game, the Thursday game, the Monday game, the Sunday night game, any of that. You're trying to change that, right? Because it doesn't make any sense. It just drags out the controversy and it separates everybody from me, you, them. I think that that's what we'll see. We'll see players going to communities. We'll hear of more outreach. The league will spend money on trying to affect social change, and that's what it'll be mostly about. Coming up on America Tonight, we have Nailed the Score at the tail end of the show and our cheap movie review around the bend here on ATN.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Abracadabra. What was the last time you went to the movies? I was just talking about this with somebody. I think most of my friends are boycotting movies, frankly. They haven't gone to the movies. If I go to the movies, it's with the other, and he and I just have certain kinds of films we see, and there's nothing really great on the horizon that we're looking at going to see. And, of course, when you go to see a movie, I mean, the whole idea is it's on the widescreen, it's a night out or an afternoon out or whatever it is you're doing it, and the sound is better and the quality, the whole thing. You get the big experience, but it has to be worth it because it's, you know, it's frankly, it's almost like highway robbery now, depending on where you go, because you have to get the tickets ahead of time if it's a hot movie. Like, the next Star Wars will certainly be that way. And, there's another Justice League that's coming out, and those are popular. So that, I would imagine, will sell a lot of tickets and will be pretty jammed up where you'd have to get it ahead of time for at least a few weeks anyway. But there are 3 movies we're going to look at this time around. Jigsaw, Suburbicon. And the first one is the Christmas version of Bad Moms.
everything by myself today, it should be fine. As long as everybody does what they are supposed to do. Right? Oh, no. To get rocked over that, so I love you kids, get out, get out.
Emergency PTA meeting today at 5 o'clock. Will we see you there?
I'll totally get a sitter on a Tuesday night.
You can.
What do I have on the schedule today?
You're super late for your marketing meeting.
I can't believe I'm gonna be late for my first soccer practice.
I'm sorry, okay? I'm trying.
Well, try harder, dude.
Good job.
The bake sale. No BPA, no MSG, no BHA, no BHT, no sesame, no soy, and of course, no nuts or eggs or milk or butter or salt or sugar or wheat.
No.
What's that now?
I'm so tired of trying to be this perfect mom. I'm done.
You said everything I've ever felt about being a mom but couldn't say.
There's so many rules now.
Don't punish your kids.
Don't say no to your kids.
We all work too damn hard trying to make our kids' lives amazing and magical. Their lives already are amazing and magical. Be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
The bad moms!
Yeah. Wendy!
Cleaning, let's keep the nana real sweet for you eat.
We have to bring down the perfect mom.
Are those store-bought donut holes, baby?
I am going to destroy it.
I say we go punch that chick right in the tits.
Right.
On it.
I made out with so many women tonight.
Guys, I really like Whip It.
Is that your mom, girl? Looks like you have one long boob.
Uniboob. This is my sexy bra.
Looks like you wrapped an ace bandage around yourself like 3 times.
I don't even
want to touch it. It's like an eye mask. Like you put it in the fridge.
You got a very boys don't cry thing happening right now.
So raunchy, perhaps. So Susan Sarandon, Christine Baranski, Cheryl Hines, Katherine Hahn, Kristen Bell, Mila Kunis is in this. And it's just what it is. Bad moms going wild at Christmas, I suppose, when things get a little bit crazy and the shopping gets on your nerves. Don't you feel sorry for people? Oh, shopping, it's so hard. So we move, and it's going to find an audience, even if it's just probably the streamed later, but it'll find an audience. Okay, the next one is called Suburbicon.
Welcome to Suburbicon, a town of great wonder and excitement.
Hey there.
Built with the promise of prosperity for all.
Mickey, you need to get up. There are men in the house. Son, there's something I have to tell you. Those men killed Mom.
We've decided it'd be best if your Auntie Margaret came and stayed with us.
Mickey needs a mother.
We'll be strong. We'll be fine.
Mr. Lodge?
Yes.
You know a character named Rizzoli? He's a loan shark. If you were into the mob for money, that might explain what happened to your wife.
Hi, pal.
This is the last time that clown's gonna ignore us. Take care of the kid. These animals took everything from us.
I have to make decisions like what's best for the family.
Any progress on the investigation?
A mobster got killed a couple of days ago.
I'm sorry for his loss.
Life? Yeah, I guess he probably is too.
I'm here to collect.
What do you want?
I want all of it. All of it.
Nothing like this ever happened here.
This is a safe place.
It was.
like a cup of coffee?
I could have you killed in no time.
I could kill you, too.
So there you go, Suburbicon, about the 50s in America. There is a community that hides a violent underbelly. A father is forced to kill mobsters. Imagine, to defend his family. There was a break-in. Supposedly this movie is directed by George Clooney, written by Clooney and the Coen brothers. So, and the film stars Matt Damon, Julianne Moore, etc. It might find an audience. This could be the one that's a little bit popular over the weekend, especially in a sort of a Halloween weekend. Might find the audience, like I said. If not, in streaming it does. Would it be good to see? If you like the premise of this movie and the actors that are in it, maybe. And I've read okay reviews, actually, about it, that it's moving, it's got a storyline, it's shot well, all that kind of stuff. And then finally we move from Suburbicon to a movie called Jigsaw.
Now the game's simple. Best ones are. You want mercy? Play by the rules.
Any identification on the victim?
There's a piece.
But Jigsaw has been dead for 10 years.
It's not him. Can't be.
This was on the body.
The truth will set you free.
Help!
Chasing a dead man.
Just not in school.
But not the guy.
He plays with school. So afraid.
Live or die. The choice is yours.
Just run.
You know what happens if we don't follow the rules?
The blood under the fingernails of our victim, John Kramer, the Jigsaw killer.
That's a possible.
No, it's not creepy at all.
Yeah, it's an American horror film. Pretty much you get the drift here. All kinds of crazy things happen. It is the 8th installment in the Saw franchise. So it picks up 11 years after the death of the Jigsaw killer during the police investigation of a new succession of murders and that you saw that happened in Saw 3D. I didn't see any of them for a very good reason. Not my genre. Might not be yours either. If it is, you're going to go see it because you're hooked into it in the first place. It has an audience, a loyal audience. It'll easily make up its budget. The budget for this film was $10 million. Good luck out there if you go to the movies. We're nailing the score next.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Indeed, it is time for Nail the Score. I hope you're out there. Knock, knock. Who's there? A lot of people, a lot of you writing to me about Nail the Score. What is Nail the Score? So here's the scoop. If you're listening to my voice right now and it's live, it's not something you're listening to while you get up at 4 in the morning and you're jogging, which I think is fabulous because you're finding us at TuneIn or GCN.com or wherever and downloading it. Woohoo! And a big shout out to all of you. However, if it's not live, you can't compete because how could you do that? You know the score. Hey, by the way, my score was, you gotta send me an email at americatonight.net, click on contact and bada bing, you're in. Just say who you think's gonna win the game and what you think the final score is gonna be. And if you're listening to us live, for goodness sake, who doesn't want bragging rights? Who doesn't want their name called out? Who doesn't want to be knighted on the air, as I decided, in honor of Game of Thrones? If somebody, anybody, nails the score for an entire year, you will be addressed in royal terms. More reasons to call this show, right? Come on. So, the game that is the Nail the Score game And I know we got people listening to us in New Orleans. Boy, I love me some New Orleans. I got to tell you that. So the Saints and the Bears, that is the game of the week. That's it. Just like that, the Bears and the Saints. This is a tough one. I think it's tough because you look at the Saints and Drew Brees and you would think, well, the Saints would win, right? But the Bears have been surprising. The Bears can upset you. Jordan Howard gets the ball here or there, cuts a move, busts a move on the ground. You can't get him. And before you know it, the Bears will surprise you. The Bears beat the Panthers. They beat the Ravens, who are having a field day. 40-0, they beat the Dolphins on Thursday Night Football. They just did that. So there's two big wins for the Bears, and they narrowly lost to the Vikings, and the same thing they started off the season with the loss to the Falcons, but it was pretty close, and if you watched that game, it was pretty close. So there are some unknown factors, even though the Saints are favored by 9 in this. Now, having said all of that to you and given you a little defense of the Saints, game kicks at 1 o'clock. The Bears are 3-4, rather. The Saints are 4-2. I am going with the Saints. I think the Saints versus the Bears, Drew Brees has a pretty good day. Especially if it's at home, it's in New Orleans. I'm going to say the Saints win this thing by a score of, and that's the trickier part. Oh my gosh, if you saw that Lions game, could they have scored more points? Yeah, they won that game. And the score, 52 points. Crazy, right? I'm going to put it in the 30s. I feel good about putting it in the 30s. So I'm going to say they beat the Bears 34-21. 34-21. You may have a different guess than mine, and that's cool. So let me throw out the numbers. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Kate, we have Sharon, our ever loyal player listening in the great state of Maine, who discovered Wawa when she was in Florida. So Sharon, how about that Wawa?
Oh, it was great. I loved it.
It you know what? It's hard to describe to people. It's just the store that has everything.
I thought it was an actual restaurant until I got in there. But, the convenience store. But they got great food.
They do. They have great food. That's what it is. It's a convenience store that has great food. There you go. You nailed it. Who do you like? Do you like the Saints or do you like the Bears?
I'm going to go with the Bears only because the Saints are in the Bucks division.
Uh-huh.
And I'm kind of hanging with the Bucks, so I'm going to go Bears. I'm 31 and the Saints, 23.
Ooh, okay. So 31-23, duly noted, Sharon. You've got the Bears. You know what? I said that. I said the Bears could be the team that comes up with something wicked crazy. All right, a couple of people have emailed me, so I'm going to get these in here. A lot of times I don't say them on the air, so I'll say it on the air. John sent us something from Sarasota. John says that he likes the Saints to win it 38-22. So 38-22 Saints. And I got one more here from Alonzo who says, boy, Kate, I just can't see the Bears beating the Saints this time around. I think the Saints win it. Maybe it's closer. It's not 9-point coverage. If I was betting the game, I don't know that I would take the Saints because of the number. But I would take the Saints for straight up, and I think they win this 35-27. So 35-27. So that's 2 for the Saints. Again, you can email us at americatonight.net. Go to contact, click that, and then tell me who you think is going to win, the Saints or the Bears, and what the final score is going to be. Or you can quickly jam on these digits, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283, and try to nail the score that way. Andy, do you have a guess as to what you think will happen in this game?
I think that's the Saints are going to win
20-12. Actually, there you go. That's not a bad one. So we're going to write Andy down. he could get bragging rights if he was right on that. So maybe Andy ends up winning. That happened before to us. Somebody, a technical director, won. And then everybody says, well, how is that possible? Well, I certainly don't know the exact score of a game and who's going to win. If I did, I don't know that you'd be hearing my voice on these airwaves. I have a feeling that I wouldn't be doing that. All right, I wanted to say about the Ravens and the Dolphins. I mentioned the Ravens put up 40 points against the Dolphins. So Matt Moore, the quarterback for the Dolphins, who's in for Jay Cutler, rough day, a couple of interceptions, just nasty. Alex Collins for Baltimore, 18 carries, 113 yards. He had a good game. The Ravens just were good all the way around, you know. And the otherwise, what happened was the defense was there, and they didn't struggle the way they had been struggling as much on the offensive line, of course. That's why Joe Flacco had some room and was actually able to connect. So that's good. But what happened to the Dolphins? I mean, the Dolphins completely imploded. Oh, completely. Just completely imploded. You know, and if you look at Joe Flacco, he even had a concussion and had to come out of the game even. So the Dolphins had the worst loss of the season to the Ravens. Now they've got 10 whole days because of this game to somehow regroup. And they're going to need the 10 days to regroup, because when you can't even put up a couple of points, oh, that's ugly. Ooh, that is so ugly. So I mentioned the Saints and the Bears. You have just a couple of minutes to get me that email, americatonight.net. Click on contact. Who do you think is going to win, the Bears or the Saints? Or you can hurry up and dive on the digits, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. There are a couple of other games that I think are interesting, like the Cowboys and the Redskins would have been an interesting game to try to nail, too. Dallas is favored by just 2 points in that game, and Ezekiel Elliott is still in. That makes a big difference. This is at Landover, Maryland, at FedEx Field. So the Redskins and the Dallas Cowboys are pretty close, pretty tough to pick a flat-out winner in that one, and that's why that point that's over-under is 49.5 points, but also the line is Dallas is only favored by 2 points. Another intriguing game could have been the Sunday night matchup, the Steelers and the Lions. Because with the Lions, you don't know what you're going to get, and with the Steelers, it's a little bit that way too, although the Steelers are 5-2. Detroit is 3-3 on the season. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.